For today's devotion, I'm going to be reading from Genesis 12, verse 1 through 3. It's a famous passage of scripture titled Abram's Call. It reads, "The Lord had said to Abram, 'Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.'" It's a wonderfully famous passage, and there's many aspects we can take about it, many prophecies pointing to Jesus. But the word I want to focus on is actually in verse 1, go. When Abraham got this message from God, he was probably feeling a little bit overwhelmed, a bit of a nobody in a world scattered from the Tower of Babel. And perhaps you sometimes feel like when you're on this journey, you feel a little bit lost, abandoned, or overwhelmed, not really able to see the full picture, sort of wondering what is next to come in life. And I think this is probably how Abraham felt, or he was still Abram at this time. But God gave Abram something to do. He gave Abram a big vision and a big picture that we know from Hebrews 11. Abram didn't see it come to pass. He didn't see that he would be the father of many nations. He didn't see how all people on earth would be blessed through him, and that being that he was the lineage that led to Jesus, through whom all were blessed. He had this big promise from God, but God gave him a simple step. He said, go. Go from your land, go from your family and your father's household. And last Thursday, I spoke about being God's partners and how God sets us up. What is the story? And part of that is that God invites us to be his co-workers. And sometimes we feel like, okay, God's asking us to be his partners here on earth. But what do I actually do with that? What is my next step? And here, Abraham is encouraged by God to go. You see, when Abraham tried to figure it all out for himself, how is he going to be the father of many nations? He messed it up when he tried to go in his own step. He couldn't see what lay dimly at a distance. So he sort of tried to errantly do it in his own strength. And he went awry. He took Sarai's slave, his wife's slave, and sort of tried to start a family that way, instead of trusting God's next step and trusting God to fulfill the plan. And sometimes we feel maybe the promise on our heart is so big that we're overwhelmed, that we can't see what the next step is. But as I shared in a sermon recently, our grand business undoubtedly is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. And for Abraham was to just to go. Not to try and figure out and to reconcile how is God going to do this whole wonderful redemption story through me. And maybe you're asking your question, how is God going to make this dream that he's placed on my heart come to pass? How is God going to restore all things and reconcile all things to himself in Christ? How is there going to be a new creation? How are we going to see heaven on earth? And maybe there's something in your life that you can't quite see how the whole picture is going to come to pass. But I want to encourage you today that God is saying to you, just go. Take that next step. Not to try get caught up seeing what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. My encouragement for us today is, yes, we should, the three parts of Abraham's, of what Abraham did, we should hear God's call and we should see God's vision. But then we should do what God has called us to do. So we should be attentive, silent enough to hear the voice from heaven, God speaking to Abraham. And then to have the faith to see this big vision. God called Abraham out of his tent. He said, look at the stars. If you can count them, so great will your inheritance be. But then when Abraham couldn't figure this all out, God just gave him a next step. Go. Just do what lies clearly at hand. And so my encouragement for you today is, yes, silence yourself enough to hear from heaven, to hear God's call. And yes, have the faith to see the vision for the future. But then have the diligence to do what lies clearly at hand, to go, as God said to Abraham, go. Shall we pray and commit this to the Lord in prayer? So Father, we thank you that we can hear your voice from heaven, that you call to us as your children. So just as you spoke to Abraham, so you speak gently to us, and that you give us a great vision, a dream for the future, Father. And I pray that by your Spirit, you would increase our faith for the future so that we would trust you for it. So we would step out of our tents and look to the stars of this unbelievable inheritance that you are giving us. But we also pray, Father, that you would just give us the diligence to not get so caught up by what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. As you said to Abram, go, and we also have the boldness and the courage to take that next step, to go on what you have called us to do. And we ask this in Jesus' wonderful, perfect, and precious name. Amen.